Well, just to kind of get into another environment, you know, to record in another environment. But let me tell you how it all came about. I don't know if you know that I did a remix with a EDM group called Disclosure.
Uh-huh.
And it's a song called F for You. And they put it out overseas in London, and it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started trickling back over here, blowing up. And we started doing shows together. And the response was just crazy. It was like, it turned into my song as well, like it was supposed to be. So the idea was to do an EP with them, to go to London and do an EP with them. And we, you know, kept getting a good response from people. And so I was out of my contract at Interscope during the time we were going to go over there and do that with Disclosure. And I was speaking to Steve Barnett, who's the head of Capitol Records, where I'm signed right now. And I was telling him about the idea to do the EP with Disclosure. He said, well, let's not just do an EP with Disclosure and send you to London just for that only. Let's send you to London and put you in a studio with all of the up-and-coming cutting-edge talent and producers and writers, and just put you with all the big wigs over there,
mm-hmm.
and call the album The London Sessions. And that's how it was born. And that's why I was in London. But it was a great place to, you know, clear my head and be in another environment and just do only one thing, which is record every single day and write. That's all I had to do. So it was probably one of the best experiences I had in my career since What's the 411.
Well, you know what? When while watching
when you're fresh, like, it was a fresh moment. So it was all just freedom.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah.
Right, during the trailer to The London Sessions, the documentary here, the first scene, it comes through like a rooftop joint. I was like, oh, I see what she's doing. So it kind of did take me back to that first introduction to Mary J. Blige. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate the fact that you do have some EDM on The London Sessions, because that's like the big thing now.
Well, to me, EDM is club music.
Uh-huh.
But with these guys, Disclosure, what they did is they're inspired, but I don't know how they mimicked the feeling that club music used to have. And they're only 19. Oh. I'm talking about CC Peniston,
uh-huh.
you know, that type of club music, First Choice. Like, let's take it all the way there. Like, when it was, you know, Love Thing and all of that. And the feeling that it had, and that's what drew me to them, to want to even work with them in the first place, because I'm not just jumping on an EDM record because I'm not that kind of girl. But the records that are on this album, like, right now, like, it's straight New York club, you know, back in the days, you know.
My Lovin',
that's Ronnie Jerkins.
Uh-huh.
But that's another, you know, another record that is not like, you know, a stretch for Mary J. Blige. It worked because you think about the Martha Washes and how they, you know, it was something I always wanted to do because I always wanted to be the big voice on a club record.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you got the big voice on a club record?
You got the big voice now on a club record.
Yeah, but it worked. When you hear it, you're not going to be like, what is she doing? You're going to be like, okay. And I'm saying that from, because I'm like my worst critic,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying that like my worst critic, like, oh my God, I love what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I love the change. I love the evolution. I love where I went. And then you have songs like Whole Damn Year that says, okay, she's still here. but it was all in there. It was supposed to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Mm-hmm.